I'm Rona Tarrant. Hundreds of Central Americans who spent the past month travelling in a caravan through Mexico are stopped at the US border. They had planned to turn themselves in to seek asylum yesterday, but US immigration officials say the border crossing has reached capacity. They say they'll see applicants as spaces become available. The migrants say they're in danger if they remain in their homes in Honduras, Guatemala and El Salvador. Amber Rudd has resigned as British Home Secretary amid claims she misled Parliament over targets for removing illegal migrants. Rudd had insisted she did not know about the targets when she gave evidence to the Commons Home Affairs Committee last week. Rudd had been under fire for her handling of the Windrush scandal, which saw Commonwealth citizens who came to Britain in the post-war decades being wrongly threatened with deportation. Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari meets with President Trump in Washington today, becoming the first African leader to be received by the president. The two leaders are expected to discuss shared economic and security interests. It comes as Nigeria's bishops condemned repeated killings of innocent Nigerians by suspected ethnic militias in the country's northeast, saying President Buhari should resign if he can't keep the country safe. The bishops issued their statement from Rome, where they're making a regularly scheduled visit to the Vatican. Pope Francis has called on Catholics to join him in praying the Rosary during the month of May for peace in the world. The Pope made the appeal yesterday in St. Peter's Square, where he said he was praying especially for peace in Syria, Nigeria and the Koreas. He also expressed disappointment at the failure of political leaders to reach agreement on Syria to end the war. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.